Kale and Company, weekday mornings, 6 till 10.
There is a search for a man who's being sought by law enforcement across the region. The alerts have gone out for accused of sexually assaulting a 12-year-old little girl. This is South Jersey, and police say they're searching for this guy wanted for this heinous crime in Pine Hill, Camden County. He's identified by the authorities of 22-year-old Shane Hennessy of Newtown Square, Pennsylvania, charged with first-degree aggravated assault and related offenses. This girl was assaulted, the authorities say, and all the court documents that I've been looking at, between last December through January. So over about a maybe 5-6 week period, it sounds like, after the two had met online, apparently. So Hennessy climbed through the 12-year-old child's bedroom window while her parents and her siblings were fast asleep. He's accused of assaulting her in her bed, staying in the room for hours before then escaping through the window. They released his driver's license image, photos that he posted of himself online, and they say that he's lost some weight but is using some filters to try to change his appearance. So on the run, so they are saying that they want to catch this guy. 6'1", 200 pounds, and known to frequent Newtown Square, PA, Ocean City, Maryland, Newark, Delaware. So anybody with information about this guy's whereabouts, you are asked to contact police, U.S. Marshals Service, call 911, do not approach. But the Fugitive Task Force as well, Camden Division, they're all searching for this guy. Very serious situation.
So this guy comes into the girl's room and is there for hours.
Can you imagine this?
Did you say that the parents were unaware while being in the home?
The parents were, so this was in the night. So apparently he was posing as somebody as a much younger, maybe her age.
Yeah.
Got her to give the address.
Right.
And that's how he knew where she lived. And then broke through this window, apparently, according to the authorities, goes in the window in the middle of the night. So the rest of the family is asleep. The parents are in their bedroom. They're sound asleep. There are other children in the house. They're asleep.
I'm just trying to figure out how something like that, that violent, could occur. And then the duration of which, according to your reporting, he's in the house for hours and nobody wakes up as a struggle's going on.
I don't have answers. No. The fugitive, they've put out some pretty dire warnings, want to catch this guy, all different pictures of him because he looks very, very different in these pictures from his driver's license to what he might look like from the online photos.
How do you think these things occur these days? Is this all social media? I remember, when I was a kid, it was, like chat rooms. Remember when chat rooms were a thing on the internet? I don't know, do chat rooms still exist, or is this now, is social media the new norm?
I don't know that the kids, the problem is they're on all different sites that the parents, you've got to be aware of,
mm-hmm.
and some of them automatically delete, so there's not the history.
Or it could be on an app.
Right.
Know, right.
WhatsApp, that sort of thing, so... But they want to get this guy, and they're really pushing this hard for all the news media. Everybody be aware of this one. So we're getting that out there. We also have a 29-year-old mother of four identified as Imani Name. She was her funeral was yesterday. Family mourning her loss as police detectives are searching for the gunman who murdered her right in front of her 8-year-old cousin. So this young lady's life cut short, murdered. As police, she was shot at close range in her vehicle by a masked gunman, and she was shot at close range 11 times. So the 8-year-old cousin, who was also in the vehicle, was unharmed in this. So obviously a targeted attack happened in West Philadelphia on Friday. Her funeral was yesterday, but authorities want to catch this suspect. So that's another just horrible story in Philadelphia. But obviously this mom of four was being targeted. So detectives are working this case hard. They say keeping in constant communication with the community, the family, no arrests yet in that one. I want to update you on this fire because this raging wildfire now has grown to 8,500 acres with only 10% containment. That's the latest we have from the New Jersey Forest Fire Service. as this huge wildfire. This is Ocean and Lacey Townships in Ocean County, New Jersey. A lot of road closures. In fact,
the Garden State Parkway, right?
Garden State Parkway.
Both ways.
One of Jersey's busiest highways. Yeah. Brought it to a halt.
If you're watching now on YouTube, you can see the we have some video thing. This is I believe this is CBS3, I think, had this aerial footage, and we have others.
And this is how many months since the last one that we had? Was that last summer, last spring, last fall? Remember, we had a couple of listeners that called in with the video and footage?
I don't remember when.
Remember that?
Yeah,
I mean, we have them. I think there was a smaller one late last week, but, you know, usually they can quickly contain it. But in this one, it has been windy, it has been dry. And unfortunately, we don't have any rain in the forecast until Saturday. So this is, not great news, as it's just tinder dry conditions.
Wow. 5% contained as of last night.
Yeah, this video we have right now, courtesy of News 12.
Wow. 3,000 people evacuated, 3,200 acres.
Yeah, and just to give you the update, it's 8,500 acres as of this morning.
Oh.
So if they have done 10% containment overnight, but 8,500 acres have burned or burning. And so this thing has really grown. They're calling it an inferno. You can see, if you're watching on YouTube, just a smoky haze.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so many road closures, just a heads up if you're just leaving. But the issue is that, you can smell it. You can smell it from obviously miles away.
Sure.
It's in the air. So that's why they're doing these forced evacuations of thousands. I think it's pushing well past the 3,500 people because, like I said, this thing has doubled overnight.
Chris Eppolito, who I believe lives down in that area, says Parkway and Route 9 are now open as of 5:30 a.m. this morning. So that's good.
Yeah, the Parkway, well, KYW News Radio had that the Parkway had been shut down, and so they've had on and off closures between exits, I think starting at exit 63, I want to say.
Yeah.
So watch that very carefully. Because maybe earlier it was open, but it's a situation where they're giving us hour by hour updates.
Yeah, Carl Mayer has a good point. He says the state is not equipped to fight this magnitude of a fire. I agree with that because it's not very well, we don't have a lot of these here in New Jersey. I mean, we have as of lately, but
Jimmy Kelly says the one that I was referencing was from October. And he believes that they were dealing with a water shortage then, to your point of not being equipped.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So shelters, they have a lot of shelters they've set up, Southern Regional High School and many high schools, Manchester Township High School as well. So that affects schools are shut down. There are power outages. So you think about the fallout from this with all of the impact. The good news here, I don't have any injuries reported.
Well, that's good.
So thank God for that. We don't know the cause as well.
Yeah.
So watching this carefully. But, I would just pay close attention as we move through the morning, depending on, with the winds and where this goes, there might be more road closures.
Mm-hmm. Well, the biggest question, Dawn, is will my vacation spot this July be affected? Because if it is, then...
You have a bike ride to do in July. Don't worry about vacation yet.
then it affects me. Well, no, the bike ride is after my vacation. So okay. I might get injured.
On vacation.
On said vacation like I did last year. Do you remember? I rolled my ankle.
Yeah, ankles, fingers, ladders.
See, don't go on vacation.
Yes.
You're safe in your studio.
That's what happens. Yeah, so, yeah.
Yeah. We've got the trial of Maurice Hill, the 41-year-old man with a very long rap sheet, accused of shooting 6 Philadelphia police officers during that days-long standoff, North Philadelphia's Nicetown, Tioga neighborhood. And as I said yesterday, it just gripped the city and made national headlines. There were national network news reporters here as well. It'll be 6 years this August. So back in 2019, the jury was seated. Yesterday, those opening statements, we had 2 police officers, 3 civilians were trapped inside the home, eventually safely evacuated by a SWAT team. But those 6 officers injured by the gunfire during the standoff, and none of them suffered life-threatening injuries, but obviously they were shot. Also, there was a car crash while they were responding to the standoff. So a very tense situation. I know that yesterday, at least one of the officers started to testify as a witness. The defense here is not that it happened. This guy turned himself in eventually to the authorities. But what they're saying is that they're trying to make some kind of a why he did this, why this happened, and that it was, it's almost like a self-defense. So it's, we'll see how this one goes and how a jury might accept it.
Self-defense. Okay.
Yeah.
Good luck with that.
Yeah. So, but they're not, obviously this guy turned himself in, that they're not trying to refute that it's him, that he turned himself in. We have, as far as our Phillies, Mets, 5-1 loss. Oh. He and Christopher Sanchez had to, you know, he left, as you probably know, if you were watching, with some forearm tightness.
Mm-hmm.
So, no structural damage in this one. But he allowed 4 hits, 2 runs, was taken out of the game after 2 innings. Phil said he did not start feeling that tightness in his forearm until after the 2nd inning.
Yeah, everybody, because, you know, the Eagles picking tomorrow night 32nd in the NFL draft is not really a juicy thing to talk about. Now the conversation has been for the last week. The Phillies need to start. Rob Thompson needs to go. Heads need to start rolling. There's a malaise over this team. Maybe they're just not that good.
The sports station really trying to make something out of the Eagles picking the draft during these mock drafts.
Uh-huh.
And they're just like, really?
Yeah.
Will there be a round one surprise?
Will Howie Roseman trade up and get creative?
I mean, look, as of April 23rd, the Mets are the best, the better team.
Yes.
They're just look at the standings.
Well, go back to 2022. Remember how slow the Phillies got off to a start? And then they made the World Series.
Well,
last year, they got off to a great start, and they flamed out.
Yep.
So.
And if you remember, the Mets started off horrible last season and then had a huge run starting in, like, September.
Yeah.
So, yeah, like, baseball is so long that what happens in April has no reflection on what October looks like.
Let me know when Memorial Day arrives.
But as of April 23rd, 2025, the Mets are the better team.
Yeah, no doubt.
They're the number one team, right?
Mm-hmm.
In the division.
So far.
Yeah. The Padres and the Dodgers, I think, have the better record.
Yeah, West Coast looks pretty good right now.
Yeah.
So we got that going on, which is nice, which is not nice. And I know that we'll talk about a lot of national news. Just to get to your forecast, which is good for us, not so good for our Jersey firefighters, as more are called in. But we're looking at 76 degrees today and incredible weather with mid-70s today, tomorrow, Friday. Unfortunately, for Saturday, that's our first chance for the rain. So 72 and rainy for Saturday. Sunday, the better weekend day, 71 degrees. Just a beautiful, clear, crisp, sunny day for Sunday.
I got to say, with all this non-rain, is not helping my 1-800-FREE-SEED from Natural Lawn.
That's true.
It's not.
That's true.
It's not. I need grass grown, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
I had trees taken down. I need grass grown.
Well, I'm glad the rain's coming Saturday. I'll be in Lancaster at a girls' dance competition.
Oh, good. So you won't feel bad about it.
Yeah, I'll be inside all day. Let it pour.
I don't know what they did. I don't know what they did with my lawn, but it has never looked better.
Yeah.
I'm really serious with Natural Lawn. It's like stunning. It's like lush and green.
Not eco-friendly.
It's beautiful.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I know we're talking about a sponsor here, but it's also April and all lawns look green because it's spring.
Perfect spot for a dog to drop a dump.
Somebody walked out this morning to get their newspaper.
Don't go back to
in Bluebell, Montgomery County.
And there's a giant dog poop.
Yeah, and they wore their hopefully they have slippers. What if it's their bare foot and they feel this squishy, warm thing?
It was in the middle of a softball outfield. The thing's gone by now.
So these kids,
little Johnny.
Do a ground ball.
Yep.
And it'll,
that's right.
It'll take a bad hop because of...
Be a new definition of turning two.
That's
what's your dog's name?
Ace.
Ace dropped a deuce.
That's right.
In the field.
There'll be an ace dropping.
Aces and deuces.
Can I tell you something? We have all of these masks still in our building in the little kiosks. And we have those blue medical gloves.
Yeah.
So take a mask and a blue glove, because you put the glove on.
Yeah,
should have gone back to get it.
Put your hand over the dookie and then peel it off around it.
All right, you know,
or use the mask to pick it up.
I'll do a service to everybody here at Odyssey, since those masks don't work anyway, as we've confirmed
that.
I'll scoop them up, and then it'll be my poop bag for the next 2 years. Nobody's in this building anyway.
It's true. It's true.
Well, see, this is news you can use right here.
You're damn right.
Cantlin Company News is news you can use. There it is.
Thank you very much, Dawn. We'll come back. We'll get to a Wednesday big take and a whole lot more. It's Cantlin Company here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. But first, a word about our friends, Bucks County Estate Traders, because if you're in the market for furniture, the truth is they don't make furniture like they used to. It's cheap. It's mass-produced junk. But let me tell you about Bucks County Estate Traders. Really high-end furniture. It's a massive Hatfield showroom. 16,000-plus pieces. Brands like Stickley, Baker, Henredon. The kind of quality craftsmanship that has stood the test of time. And you can save thousands compared to new retail prices. And it doesn't matter your style. Classic, modern, rustic, traditional. You're going to find something that's stunning that fits all of your home today. Could be your living room, your dining room, a home office, a man cave. Bucks County Estate Traders has it all. And unlike the big box stores, if you see something you love, you can take it home the same day. And every piece comes with a QR code. You're there, you pull out your phone, you snap a picture. It's going to display the details instantly. Their expert staff, the best in the business. No pushy salespeople, straight shooters who know their stuff. Check out their website and call ahead. They'll have the pieces that you want ready to show you right away. Visit BucksCountyEstateTraders.com or stop by their showroom in Hatfield and tell them Nick Kale sent you.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and on the free Odyssey app. The Big Take on Kale and Company.
All right, big take this morning, 90s institutions. You know, when you think of owning an industry or dominating a decade or being the center of the universe in your chosen profession, it's hard to find bigger staples and stars than footwear company and athletic apparel juggernaut Nike, comedian, actor, writer, and producer Larry David, go into politics, Al Gore, Rosie O'Donnell, and others. Over the course of 30-plus years, they all have one thing in common. They were on board with Donald Trump, and then they've all lit themselves on fire by allowing fringe identity politics and Donald Trump to destroy their brands. Remember when we lived in simpler times and Nike would air commercials with Michael Jordan that focused on something like this? Listen and watch.
What if my name wasn't in lights? What if my face wasn't on TV every other second? What if there wasn't a crowd around every corner? What if I was just a basketball player? Can you imagine it? I can.
The GOAT. Just do it. Just stick to sports. Republicans buy sneakers too. Well, apparently Nike just can't do it anymore. Shocking allegations reported this week with Nike. According to the New York Times, as well as Outkick, Nike is funding research and a study led by a trans scientist on children that are receiving puberty blockers and gender surgery to see how that might impact their athletic performance. The New York Times writes the following. Nike is funding a study to measure teenagers' fitness prior to taking drugs for a sex change and afterwards as well. Essentially, Nike is experimenting on teenagers. The study is meant to determine if males have innate physical advantages over women. The Times notes that when the NCAA first created their trans inclusion policy in 2012 to say that athletes should compete on the team that aligns with their gender identity rather than their sex assigned at birth. This is complete madness. This is a 90-10 issue in America with parents. Could you imagine being a shareholder of Nike and receiving this information? As of yesterday, Nike goes for $57 a share. Now, I don't know if this story will get the run in the mainstream media that Bud Light had with Dylan Mulvaney, But another American institution falling by the way of woke and going up in smoke, it makes no sense to me. And I could 100% see this becoming the next Bud Light if this story were to reach the masses. After all, it was in the New York Times, buried in a column. Outkick reached out to Nike, led by the columnist Dan Zakshesky, who we've had on this show before, and he writes, quote, "Unfortunately, Nike won't answer this question. Outkick and Fox News have attempted to reach the company several times, and they have not responded. Outkick spoke with sources who had also tried to ask Nike about the study to no avail." More details of this report coming up in just a little bit. Which now brings us to Larry David, the genius, the entertainment icon, who spearheaded Seinfeld from 1989 to 1998, and then struck gold the second time with Curb Your Enthusiasm starting in 2004. But he, much like most of Hollywood, turned their back on Donald Trump when 47 went from D to R. Remember this back on Saturday Night Live? Listen and watch.
"And we're going to have a lot of fun tonight.
You're a racist!
Who the hell is, I knew this was going to happen. Who is that?
Trump's a racist!
It's Larry David. What are you doing, Larry?
I heard if I yelled that, they'd give me $5,000.
As a businessman, I can fully respect that. That's okay. We have got a great...
Now, much like Howard Stern, Keith Olbermann, Bill Burr, and countless others, they detest Trump, or at least cater to and pander to his base of TDS detractors. Larry David, writing this op-ed just a few days ago for the New York Times, in a mocking parody fashion meant to rip Bill Maher for his dinner with Trump. The headline of the op-ed, quote, "Larry David, my dinner with Adolf." Larry writes this passage, quote, "Imagine my surprise when in the spring of 1939, a letter arrived at my house inviting me to dinner at the Old Chancellery with the world's most reviled man, Adolf Hitler. I had been a vocal critic of his on the radio from the beginning, pretty much predicting everything he was going to do on the road to dictatorship. No one I knew encouraged me to go, quote, he's Hitler, he's a monster. But eventually I concluded that hate gets us nowhere. I knew I couldn't change his views, but we need to talk to the other side, even if it has invaded and annexed other countries and committed unspeakable crimes against humanity," end quote. Larry, I hate to break it to you, but the whole Hitler thing is so 2024. And look, I'm all for comedy and free speech, but haven't we seen what the crazies interpret and act upon when you drill home a concept like Hitler to mentally unhinged people? Here was CNN's Scott Jennings giving his take on the motive behind Larry David, the New York Times, and the Hollywood elites who dare to break bread now with Donald Trump. Listen and watch.
The message of this is not to, because Bill Maher, first of all, I totally agree. He's totally in the right to do it. And I loved his monologue. Even though I disagree with most everything he believes politically, he was right to do this and he was right to speak out about it. But this isn't about that dinner. It's about the next one, because this is the modern left. It's an attempt always to intimidate people into not ever doing it again. It's to silence yourselves or we'll do it for you. That's the purpose of this op-ed, so that the next comedian or the next person on the American left chooses not to speak to Donald Trump. This is all an effort to get people not to do what you just said, which is to talk to each other and our political leaders.
The playbook is public shame, so nobody dares to step out of line. The bottom line, Bill Maher, Larry David, they have FU money. It's not going to hurt them or end them, but it will for us lessers out there. Not to be outdone, though, Politico and NPR getting the head start on the new marching orders. From Hitler to authoritarianism and Nazi Germany, Politico with a headline, Al Gore compares Trump's America to Nazi Germany. Another 90s guy preaching climate change while flying private jets to Davos, comparing America to a regime that implemented concentration camps and gas chambers. And then NPR, never to be outdone with the following, quote, hundreds of scholars say the U.S. is swiftly heading to authoritarianism. Pretty rich coming from the outlet that is funded with taxpayer dollars that advocates for candidates like Kamala Harris who preach socialist policies. I've actually lost track now of all the threats to America and democracy under the Trump administration. But let me see if I have this correct. Trump, fascists, authoritarians, climate change, oligarchs, toxic masculinity, racism, and sexism. I'm keeping track of Democrats and their current favorability rating. New Gallup poll comes out this past week. All-time low for the party with Democrats, 25% favorability rating in America. Meanwhile, Democrats' solutions for America, zero. But here in Kale & Company, we care about everybody. We're a very inclusive show, and we want to see how people are doing. So let's check in with another 90s Looney Tune, Rosie O'Donnell. Remember, Rosie, unlike the rest of the Hollywood elites, followed through on her promise. If Trump won the election, she would flee the country. Since then, she's gone to Ireland. So how are the Irish treating her after escaping Trump's awful America? Listen and watch.
Rosie, thanks so much for joining us. As you know, some people entertain the idea of moving abroad after the 2024 election. You actually did it. Tell us about your experience so far, and do you have any regrets?
I have no regrets. Not a day has gone by that I thought it was the wrong decision. I was welcomed with open arms. I knew after reading Project 2025 that if Trump got in, it was time for me and my non-binary child to leave the country. And although I was not one of the celebrities who announced that that's what I would do, I made the decision within my family and my therapist, and should he win. And then when he did, we made the plan into action, and we were gone before he was inaugurated.
Yeah, actually, we have plenty of receipts from her TikTok where she was claiming she would leave if Trump won. And how about the therapist? That's a nice paycheck to collect from Rosie. You know, it's really amazing. I go back to my childhood, and it's amazing to see that one man who merely blends 80s American exceptionalism under his idol, Ronald Reagan, with straightforward 90s Democratic policies, how it can break the brains of so many and force so many to self-sabotage, perhaps half of their base. But alas, here we are. They keep doubling down and digging in, unaware that Donald Trump represents the majority. 90s nostalgia. A lot of the things that I loved as a kid. Now all of a sudden I look back and they've gone up in woke smoke. And that's the big take.
The Big Take on Kale and Company.
All right, Big Take, if you want to jump in, 855-839-1210 on social media at 1210WPHT. The YouTube chat, I'm sure, will be lively, youtube.com/at1210WPHT. Probably the most important thing here from the Big Take is the reports in the New York Times about Nike funding research on the impact of transgender child studies with puberty blockers and gender sex change operations as young as 12 years old. Dawn Stenslin, you have two boys. I'm sure at some point you've purchased them Nikes for athletic competition, sure, or sneakers for back to school. Am I out of line by asking why a sneaker company is funding transgender research?
Yeah, I that's surprising to me. I have no idea if they were they funding it, were they donating it to different research entities, hospitals. You know, I don't know why they were involved in that, and I think it's problematic for them if that's really true. And you're right, Nick. I haven't really heard the story. I mean, you don't see it in the headlines. Was like you said, I mean, you're highlighting it, which is great, but this is a story that's being buried for a reason because it doesn't go over well with parents. Yeah. You know, and I just think, you think, what the heck?
Let me give you a little context.
Upside
from
down land, right?
So the New York Times published more than 10,000 words about former San Jose State volleyball player Blair Fleming over the weekend. Fleming is a biological male who identifies as a woman who competed on the women's team and who helped make the Spartans one of the top teams in the country. But buried deep in the story is a single paragraph that should raise some eyebrows. The author mentions Joanna Harper, a biological male who identifies as a woman and purportedly studies transgender athletes. It's important to note, and by the way, I'm reading here from Outkick.com. This is also on Fox News if you want to read it, that Harper played an advisory role in the 2015 Olympics, where transgender decision-making allowed males to compete in women's Olympic events with testosterone suppression. But that's not the interesting part, they write. Quote, Harper is currently helping to lead an ambitious study of trans adolescents. that measures their results on a 10-step fitness test before they start hormone therapy, and then again after they have begun to medically transition. And they do this and they monitor this every 6 months for 5 years, the New York Times story reads. It continues, quote, "But she told me when we talked in February, the current climate makes the study somewhat uncertain." The writer says, "I assume she was referring to the Trump administration's cuts to the National Institute of Health with research grants. But she said money was not the problem. The study is being funded by Nike. The problem was Trump's separate order targeting medical care for transgender youth, saying, quote, if we can't perform gender-affirming care, she explained, then we can't bring people into the study. So the study is being funded by Nike with young athletes as young as 12 years old. And we have, and for those who don't know, Phil Knight is the CEO and the owner and the creator of Nike. They're based, I believe, somewhere in the state of Oregon. So you can already assume where the identity politics lie. I mean, Oregon is about as left wing as it gets. But I never thought in a million years, I mean, growing up as a kid, I begged my parents for Jordans and Nikes. Now they're funding transgender. So what are they going to do? Eventually, there's got to be a business tie here, right? There's got to be this capitalist goal. Do they want to eventually market shoes specific to the transgender community in the world of sports? I'm blown away by this. You talk about just staying in your lane. Dude, you sell sneakers, T-shirts, socks, and hooded sweatshirts. You're funding this?
Well,
now, I get it. They're their own company. They can do what they want. But if I'm a shareholder, $57 a share, and I find out about this, I'm dumping my stock.
The interesting thing about this is, if you look at the wording, everybody is being very careful about, you know, they're saying Nike appears to be helping to fund the study. Even OutKick, you know, is very careful with how they're wording this. You're quoting the New York Times, which is out in front of this.
Mm-hmm.
They're the ones that they're saying Nike is funding the study, according to our sources. It's interesting that, you know, places like OutKick, all these other Fox News, I'm looking through all those sort of conservative sites are being very conservative in how they're reporting this.
This reminds me, and then when you get reached out to by an outlet and you do not respond, mm-hmm. no comment, you ghost them. This reminds me of all the different child hospitals and healthcare facilities, whether it's Vanderbilt in Nashville, Tennessee, or other medical institutions throughout the country that had, you know, literature, so to speak, on their website, and then all of a sudden quietly scrubbed it. If you believe you're doing nothing wrong and you have conviction in this, you know, trans hysteria of men can become women and there's no difference biologically between the two sexes, then stand by what you publish on your website. Don't bow out in cowardice when somebody calls you on it, mm-hmm. or merely inquires about it. I mean, if I'm a parent, I'm thinking, wait a minute, I was going to go pick up shoes for my kid, and they're performing, they're funding. Funding is the key word here. Yeah, I think of funding. When I think of funding about research, I immediately flash back to Tony Fauci and funding gain of function research. And we've talked so many times about these stories, these 12-year-olds, these 10-year-olds, these 16-year-olds, that your brain doesn't fully formulate until you're 25 years old. And look, if you're a parent and you want to do this with your minor child, that's your business. It's not my right to tell you how to parent your child. But man, we've seen so many horror stories of the danger of the parents that acquiesce to their child who claim they're going through this crisis, when eventually some, if not a majority, either grow out of the phase or the trend or have regrets for the mutilation of their body parts. And now the most iconic sneaker brand. I mean, if you're talking about sports, Nike's right up there with Bud Light with beer. So
I suspect that Nike, if they do comment, what they're probably going to say is, hey, we donate a ton of money to all different causes, and we donated money to a research institute or a children's hospital, and they'll distance themselves from that. But I wonder, in the same context that you're talking about with the new gender-neutral physical exams that are now going to go forth starting this summer for...
Is that a thing?
Yeah. So it's a brand new women in U.S. Army combat roles. They will have to pass the same sex-neutral physical test as male soldiers. That's going to start under the new administration.
Okay.
And so I just wonder, within all of this, how the media covers it. Mm-hmm. You know, since you're talking about the New York Times, how they're covering the trans issue, because now are people going to say, well, that's not fair. That's not fair that women would have to pass the same test as a man. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And so they're, how do they then, you know, how do they... keep their head on straight in the media if on one hand they're saying the media seems to advocate right. for biological males to be able to play against women.
Yep.
On the other hand, you can already see this emerging, the criticism of saying, well, how dare they make women soldiers take the same test as men? Do you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. I agree. 855-839-1210. Coming up next, we'll wrap up the 6 o'clock hour. Christy Nome purse update. And it's actually worse than I thought. I gave you the example yesterday of Dawn, Greg, and myself and about the distance between us physically in our booths. Wait till you hear some of the specifics courtesy of NBC Washington as well as the Daily Mail. Kale and Company, wrapping up the 6 o'clock hour next on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Man, I'm getting a great start with my beautiful, lush, green lawn this spring. Gorgeous weather. Thank you, Natural Lawn of America. That's my lawn care company for many years, and I'm so glad that my husband and I did our homework years ago, and we chose a lawn care service. Yeah, hired a company that provides better results, and it's safer. For your family, for my family, for your pet, for your kids, if you have grandkids, it's safe for everybody. At Natural Lawn, they believe in growing greener, healthier lawns without all those harsh chemicals. Natural Lawn of America uses environmentally friendly products to keep your lawn lush and green while protecting the safety of your family and friends. From the organic fertilizers to the safer weed and insect controls, Natural Lawn of America makes sure your lawn thrives naturally. Season after season. And so I just hope that you do this. Schedule Natural Lawn's full service program today. Get free seeding every year if you want that greener, healthier, lush green lawn, plus free seeding. Call Natural Lawn, 800-FREE-SEED, 800-FREE-SEED. Your lawn deserves the best. I want you to call the best. There are some copycats out there, so make sure that you choose Natural Lawn of America. Choose my lawn care company. They're local. They're family operated and owned. Green grass, fewer weeds, guaranteed. Natural Lawn of America. Tell them Dawn sent you.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Culprit tracked down. That's the headline in the Daily Mail. A top Republican lawmaker has announced he is working with the Secret Service to investigate the robbery of Homeland Security Secretary Christy Nome. As we discussed yesterday on the show, while dining with her family at the Capitol Burger in Washington, D.C. on Sunday evening, a thief made off with Nome's bag full of personal items and thousands of dollars in cash. Homeland Security Chairman Mark Green, Republican from Tennessee, whose panel oversees the DHS, is now looking into the shameless theft. He exclusively told the Daily Mail. He says the committee is in contact with the Secret Service concerning this theft of Nome's belongings this week, and we will continue conducting oversight of the agency to ensure any security lapses are properly and swiftly addressed. Couple of details here. The security of our nation's leaders is a vital part of the DHS mission, he goes on to say. The enhanced oversight comes after it was revealed Monday that a white man wearing a medical mask was able to evade Nome's Secret Service details and get hands on the bag. Now, a couple of other things worth noting here. She was there with her family for Easter. This was at Darden Restaurants, which is the operator of the Capitol Burger. They have yet to reply for a request to comment. DHS spokesperson Trisha McLaughlin told the Daily Mail yesterday that the secretary was carrying the thousands of cash to provide her family, including grandchildren, who were at the dinner, with gifts for Easter. So apparently she's a nice cash gifter to her relatives. Now, here's the issue that's a major, major concern for me. NBC Washington, with this report, that Secret Service was inside the restaurant and they were less than 20 feet away when this occurred. Think about that for a second. Less than 20 feet. We're talking about 6 yards. That's the distance between Greg and I, or Dawn and Greg right now, in our 3 stacked glass booths. Think about that. You have 2 agents watching Kristi Noem and her family 6 yards away, and a guy with a mask is able to go, presumably, below Kristi Noem's seat, assuming that that purse was on the floor, grab it, and get off. Now, apparently, NBC4 in Washington is reporting that Secret Service has indeed released a photo to local law enforcement agencies of the man, but yet they are not releasing it to the public just yet. That is a major slap in the face to the Secret Service.
Yeah, agreed.
Mm-hmm. I mean, this isn't like a mall security guard, you know, making the rounds to make sure the Dairy Queen's not being held up. This is the Secret Stinking Service, 6 yards away from Kristi Noem.
Yeah, there's been a lot. Well, we've reported them all here. Like, I don't know what the Secret Service is doing.
What do they do?
You're out in a public place with somebody who is as hated as Kristi Noem is,
right?
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have all eyes on her all the time.
They still have not said one way or the other whether this was a targeted attack, so to speak. I don't know that it is. But you're there at a restaurant, and some wacko's got a. He's wearing a coat. He's wearing a. By the way, it's a KN95 mask.
Yeah.
He's got that thing vacuumed to his face, and there he goes, grabs the purse. And I'm assuming you've got 2 Secret Service guys, sport coats on, suits, the little earpiece. You know, just like you see in the movies. Maybe they've got sunglasses on.
They're eating a burger.
probably having a bourbon, and they look over and oh, Noem's purse is gone. Well, looks like we're in trouble. So.
Yeah, I here's the thing that it is embarrassing that she's the chief of, you know, she's the head of Homeland Security.
One of the 10 highest ranking executives in Trump's administration, right?
Yeah, so a lot of times, the funny thing is, a lot of times you don't see these individuals with any kind of a backpack or pocketbook. Do you ever notice that? You know, when you see the First Lady or, I don't know, Caroline Leavitt, usually, I don't know, they have somebody else maybe carry it. I think of the Veep. You know what I mean? Where a man is holding her pocketbook. Yeah. So I don't know. Should she have just given the pocketbook maybe to the Secret Service guys to hold?
Well, she will now.
Yeah, I think she will now.
Do you really trust it with the Secret Service?
This is a
group of people that said, hey, there's this sloped roof 130 yards from Trump. Let's leave it wide open.
What are we doing?
It's just weird. I will say this. It's weird, first of all. The way that they described it was the guy kind of scooches his chair over and with his leg, the KN95 mask, and then with his leg, he can see that her purse is like under her chair.
Yeah.
And so with his foot, you know, so he's got a limber guy and he's leaning over and kind of scooches the pocketbook. And I don't know if he took off his shoe and was using his toes. He has like lobster toes. But anyway, you know what I mean? Then he finally gets the thing. And then you can see him, they said, lean down, scooches the pocketbook like under his jacket, gets up and leaves.
But it makes you wonder. This thing could have been far worse.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's 6 yards away. What if he scooches over and pulls out a little pocket knife and stabs her in the back?
Yep.
Yeah.
And these morons with the Secret Service, they got their head up their ass.
Yeah.
Usually these, I had something sort of, the reason I don't put my pocketbook on the back is that I had a situation, and it was a few years back, where we were at a restaurant, and I was with, you know, friends at a restaurant, put my pocketbook, which had a long handle, over the back of my chair, and somebody, it turned out to be a ring of thieves. They were able to go in my pocketbook and take 1 credit card out of my wallet.
Yep.
Just one credit card.
Yep.
So it's unusual that somebody takes the whole pocketbook because you know it.
Right. Right.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Sure.
So I just have to wonder if this person is somebody who, you know, is a regular thief who does this and thought they were tourists.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because I think if this person, if they thought this was a dangerous person who targeted her, who wanted all these IDs, wouldn't they have released? They have the surveillance images.
Yeah.
Why don't they release it?
I agree. 855-839-1210, the number, hour two on the way. We'll get some news from Dawn. And then Donald Trump backs a $5,000 baby bonus for new moms. in an attempt to reverse the declining birth rate. Something tells me J.D. Vance probably got in his ear and said, sir, those single childless cat ladies, Five King ain't going to do it for him. But we'll talk about that. And also, Shannon Sharp sued for $50 million over alleged rape. We've got the story, the leaked audio, the defense, all of that as we work our way towards the cut sheet with Tony Bruno at 7:45. Stay right there.
Start your day with Kale and Company. Weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.